discussed a little bit the Gemara and Tzadik Chesam and Aleph towards the bottom. The Gemara says Rabbi Shulman Levi on one occasion Net Elio Anovi, and he asked him, when is Mashiach going to come? So Elio Anovi tells him, what do you ask me? Go ask Mashiach. So he says, where do I find Mashiach? So he says he's in a Atisko de Karka. He's on the, Rashi says he's by the Pesach of the city Rome. He's in the Rome of all places. We spoke about that last week. Rami Krak says the most unlikely place. How can I identify him when I'll go? How will I identify who's the Melech HaMashiach? So he says he's sitting by the sick Aniyim, and he's putting, he's opening up his bandages, he's wiping off the pus, and putting on medication, putting on the bandage again. So how will I identify which one is Mashiach? He's going to be more than one. So, Elio Anovi, all of the other Cholim do it in one step. They open up all the bandages, and they put on the medication. They close all the bandages, and Mashiach does one at a time, because in case the Ribbono Shel Olam calls upon him to bring the Gula, he doesn't want to do late for a minute. So the Tzaddik Chaim asked the Kasha on his daf, on Sanhedrin, how long is it going to take? Yeah, half a minute. So what's the big deal? He goes out of his way. So I saw that Daniel Hoyoda has a comment, that Ben Yishchai has a comment on the Agadah here, that he says he thinks that this is, Daniel Yoda was a Friday, so he doesn't know the Yiddish joke. In Yiddish, they tell about the Schnorrer, and the community used to give him money, and he was embarrassed. He wanted to get a job, but he couldn't do anything. So the Kehillah had a meeting, and they decided they were going to give him a job. He should sit, he was a shack, he should work, and he should sit on top of the roof, and look towards the highway. And if he sees Mashiach coming, so he should come down and tell all about that, and Mashiach is on his way. But, and this guy said, they're going to give him up this very slight amount of money. So he came home and he told his wife that he has a job. So he tells his wife what the job is. So he says, the money is very sharp. But it's a steady job. You can do it. If you're Yoylan Boy, you're going to have that job. Well, what's up with Yoylan Boy? Means we know Mashiach isn't coming. He's not coming during our lifetime. Nothing to question that. For sure, Mashiach is not coming. You got a lifetime job. So that's what the Daniel Yoda says in this Gemara. Mashiach himself opens one at a time to be mechazik in himself and all of us. The amunah is that Mashiach can come any minute. It's not a secure job, not a lifetime job. He can come any minute, and he doesn't want to delay even for half a minute to close all of the band-aids. He wants to do one at a time, not to waste even a moment. So Rabbi Shimon Levi walks over to the Mashiach and he says, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Amori. I saw some of the Mephoshim point out, what's that? Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Amori. He never met him before in his life. All of a sudden, he became Rabbi Amori. He never learned from him. So they point out that you see some new Gemara, the commentaries on the bottom of the Anyankim point out, you see if you meet an Adam Nichpot, an Adam Koshib, a Talmud Chacham, somebody very important, even though he's not your personal Rebbe, you still say Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Amori. That's the proper respect that is due. Then I saw Mephoshim also point out there is a Ramor in Yerideya. And here says, quote Hamid HaChomim, there's a Ramor quote in Yerushalmi that it's not proper to greet the Rebbe first. You should wait till the Rebbe greets you first, and then you enter back Alechim Shalom. You don't say Shalom Alechim to the Rebbe. You wait till the Rebbe greets you. And Yerushalmi says it on the cross you can say for Eel. But it says Eel, but such an Adam Nichbod. It says when he used to crack jokes, the people were, the listeners were afraid to laugh. I remember Chaim Shmulevitz, the son of Rabbi, used to say Shurim in the middle of the Yeshiva. In the middle of the Yeshiva, he was Lebedev. He used to make a joke in the middle. Talmid would sit there, no one would crack a smile. Chaim was saying Yeshiva. That's what it says by Yehov. It says in the Pasuk, he would crack a joke and wouldn't be afraid to laugh. He was so petrified. And then the Pasuk says, Ru'uni na'orim, minech bo. And they see me walking down the street, they all hide. So the Ramah quotes Yisham, why do they hide? Because they're afraid they sit there and out of Yiras HaKovid, they're not afraid he's going to hit them. He's not going to hit them. Out of Yiras HaKovid, they're afraid to say Shalom Aleichem. So the Ramah quotes this La'alocha, that the proper derech is that you don't greet the Talmud Chacham, you wait till the Talmud Chacham greets you, and then you say Aleichem Shalom. That's learned out in that Yisham. So I saw some of the Acharonim over here on that. I think on the bottom of Dan Yankov, they point out that his Gemara is against that Ramah. Maybe the Ramah is basing it on Yerushalmi against the Babu. But the Babu stayed for a kid. He walks up to the Melech HaMashiach and says, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Moshe. And then he knew who he was. He says, Shalom Aleichem Barli Voy. If you did, what's the name? Rabbi Shoden Levi. So that then Yishkai points out, why does he call him Barli Voy? Why doesn't he call him by his first name? You know, in the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh, Shaul HaMelech refers to David as Benishai. He says, Madur lo bo Benishai al Alechem. Why didn't Benishai come? So the Pasuk says, I realize Jonas indeed, the son of Shaul HaMelech, realized that his father Shaul was angry at David. So he was careful. And then the next day he threw the spear at him. Okay, so when he threw the spear at him, then he understood the father was angry at David, and he was carrying over the anger to his own son, Yonatan. How did he see the first day before he threw the spear? The prophet says, he saw that he was angry. So the question said, because he didn't want to mention him by name. If you like the person, so you call him by the first name. If you don't like the person, you don't call him by the first name. So why did he refer to him over here as Barley Voice? He should have said, Shalom Malacha, Yeshua. He sent it to Yeshua by name. So what's wrong calling by his first name? So the Ben Yishkai suggests, Sigmar continues, that he asked the Melech HaMashiach, when is he coming? So he says, Hayom. Today, coming today. Then he goes back, Yeshua Malachi goes back to Eliyahu Navi. And he says he was Meshaka. He told me a lie. He said he's coming today, and the day just came to an end, and he's ready to shkia. And he's not coming. So he says, no, he didn't mean he's coming. Hayom, he meant Hayom in the Torah to Shmo. Today he told a good truth. Something more came to the conclusion before. Today he told a good truth. Then there'll be the Gula of Atiba. Either it could be Zocha, it can be Yachishana. If it'll be Zocha, they'll do truth on their own. Great. Whenever it'll be truth, the Gula will take place. And if it'll be Lozach, then we'll have to wait for the Ittur. So then the Rabbanu Shlom will be Mamed Amelach Koshe Kohaman, the Roshe Koshe Kohaman, and we'll twist our arm until we'll be Shuga. But the Gula is not going to come without any Shuga. That was the Maskonas and Gemara that we learned. That's the Rambam quoted that was the Maskonas. Machlechus between the Tanoi and Rablezah and Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara finally said Rablezah Shosah. He couldn't answer the Taina of Rabbi Yeshua, and he's mocking with him that he's right. He kept on debating back and forth. It must have been a long debate over a period of time. And the final Maskana was, like the Rambam understood anymore, that there had to be Dr. Yeshua. So that's what the Melech HaMashiach meant when he told him, Yeshua Malachi, he's coming Hayam. He didn't mean today. He said, he's coming Hayam in the Kodesh of Shmuel. But then he thought, we'll do Shuvah. Either we'll do Shuvah the Rotsis, then it'll be Zahu, it'll be Achishen. And if the Loi Zahu, we won't do Shuvah on their own, so they'll have to wait till the Ether, when the Ether will come, so the Rambam will pressure us till we'll tighten the screws, so we're going to do Shuvah. So Eliyahu Navi makes a comment to Rabbi Shua the Levi. So he says, tell me verbatim the conversation that you had with Mashiach. He tells him, he greeted me, Shalom Aleichem Barli Voy. He says, oh, then you know for sure, it's secure that you and your father are going to go to Olam Habo. I didn't say here in response. So that's what the Ben Yishkai says, the Ben Yoyod directs over here, that the reason why he said Shalom Aleichem Barli Voy, why didn't he say his name? What did he say, the father's name? He wanted them to know that not only does he recognize him, he recognizes his father also, that the father is also going to go to Olam Habo. Question whether it's the famous lady or a different lady. I don't know. Yeah. Then the Gemara tells us a strange story. Also, the Ben Yehoyada has a lot to say. It's a whole thing, the interpretation. Gemara has a whole agarata that the Talmidim met another Tana, Yosi Ben Kisma, and they asked him, when does he think the Melech HaMashiach is going to come? He says he knows the answer, but he doesn't want to tell him because they're going to pressure him that he should give them an oath. And they promise they're not going to pressure him that he should give an oath. Then when he tells him when Mashiach is going to come, then they start pressuring him he should give an oath. He just said said it doesn't want. And then after they promised him he's not going to force him to give an oath, then he gets an oath. So the whole story doesn't make any sense. That's why the Ben Yehoyada tries to reinterpret it. It's as complicated as the Kabbalah. Very complicated. The Pashtus is very, very strange to Mark. So he says, when will a Gula take place? Apparently he's standing out Tisco Shalom. And he says, when this gate, that's a problem also, it should be Kisma. But yes, you think Kisma lives in Eretz Yisrael, that's what all unfortunate is. You won't find that he ever went to Rome. What are you saying by Rome? And then, the last line in the Daf, that they asked him, they pressured him, yes, you think Kisma, to give a sin, to give the sin, with the Jordan River, with the Yarden comes out of Mara, Pamayit, that's what we call it Pamayit, and the Arab can't pronounce the pay, so they call it Banya. The Yarden, so it comes out, used to come out from the cave. I think there was an earthquake less than 100 years ago. There was an earthquake, so the Jordan was diverted. But originally, the Mana Gemara, it always used to come out of Mara Samai. So the Sadr of Yeshua ben Kishma, he's in Rome, and all of a sudden he's in Abanya. He's a weird even as Israel in Rome. And he says, if the water turns into dam, that's the sin of what I say is true, the water turns into dam. So they knew that it was true. The whole story is television. That's kind of a nice, problematic issue. So when did he say, when is Ben David coming? When is the Gula going to take place? And he says, these gates of Rome will be destroyed, and then it'll be rebuilt. It'll be destroyed a second time, it'll be rebuilt. And that's it. And when they'll be working on rebuilding it the third time, then Mashiach will come before they'll have a chance to rebuild it the third time. He doesn't give a specific date. It says when they'll try to rebuild it the third time. The Ben Ish Chai quotes Midrashim on this week's said on Parshat Toldos. When Yitzchok Avinu requested of Esav that he should go hunt for him and prepare a meal and put him in a good mood and he wants to give him the prophets. And then Rivka to get instructions to Yaakov that he should prepare the food and give it to the father. So when Esau comes in and he finds out that Yaakov already got the brachas, so he says he started to cry. So how long did he cry? Chumash doesn't say. So the Ben Ish Chai quotes Midrashim that he shed two tears, and the third tear was about to come out. He was an adult. It's strange that an adult cry. So the Medrash, he quotes Midrashim, say that he shed two tears, and the third tear welled up in his eye, and he never shed that tear. But he says, because of the fact that Yaakov caused this Admas Nefesh to Esav, he had no grave. The Nitziv has on Chumash about this, and he says, he was instructed by his mother that he should do this. He says, Olai Yisama ben Agua. Olai to the Lord Kabini. He says, the Salam Mokum says, Olai Yisama ben Agua. The Rishu was given an Agua that this is what Yaakov should do. But Lamaisa Yankee was Ba'avim and Yisrael. He hurt his feelings. And then he felt very bad after that. He was crying. So there is his quote in Midrashim that whenever you do Chatei B'shul Shetizkeh, whenever you have to, when you have a Pchina Tikkun Nefesh and Zecher Shabbos, let's say someone has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, so you don't have to do Shulah for the Chilu Shabbos that you do. Not the doctor who's Machal Shabbos to treat the patients, and not the parents, and not the relatives who drove you to the hospital. That's Hesed Gomer, Tikkun Nefesh. But he holds Chuyo Hutra, but it doesn't make a difference. My bottom line is Mutra. Mutra is Mutra. You don't have to do Shulah. Or when a person does that, the Dechaloy says, Dechaloy says, it's not Mutra. But the bottom line is Mutra. Mutra is Mutra. When a Chuyo has seed on your Kippur, if the doctor says he's talking to Chakam, it's Mutra. You don't have to do any Shulah for that. But sometimes there's an Indian that Chatei Bishul Shetisti. You don't really have a Hesed. But the Halacha says it's a good investment. He would recommend that you should do this Aveira in order to gain a lot in Ruchnias. It has to be a bad guy, it has to be a very valuable investment, it has to be that it's a slight Aveira, and the Rebbech is going to be tremendous Rebbech and Ruchnias. So then you have a Pchin of Chatei B'Shul Shetizkeh. Whenever you have Chatei B'Shul Shetizkeh, it says it's right in Tainus, if a person had a terrible cholum, a little Shabbos, then we recommend that he should say it to Tainus Chalayim, in order to break off the effect of the chaloyim, because the sum chaloyim is after mishish and nevuah. If a person has a chaloyim and he wakes up and left to the reishah, he doesn't have to fast. He doesn't have to have any kind of religion. He doesn't have to. But if he has a bit of chaloyim and he takes it to heart and he's aggravated about it, then you assume that it's after mishish and nevuah, and he has to do something about it. He has to fast on Shabbos. But this idea of fasting on Shabbos, we don't consider that suffix tachanas nefashim. Suffix yisroch nefesh, and therefore it's mutter to fast on Shabbos. I don't know exactly why not, but that's what the Nesiv points out. So we consider it a good investment. We say that this is a pina katei, yishil shetiskei, tei. We would recommend that you should fast on Shabbos in violation of the dinam of Shabbos in order to break the zeila law that was indicated in this nevuah. So that's what the Gemara says. Boy, lemeisav leitainis leitainisa. Because of the fact that he's sitting there, he's fasting on Shabbos, he needs a kapara for that. Why? Because whenever you have chatei d'shoshetis, you don't really have a heter to do the averus. It's considered a good investment. It's to die to invest like this. So that's what the Nesiv points out. That Yaakov Avinu, even though Yitzchak told him alai tama b'nevuah, she was told b'nevuah. If this is what Yankee should do, but somehow, even though there was a Nebuah, it was considered a Tina of Chatei B'Shloshetiskei. It wasn't an outright heter. So that's why the Bnei Yisrael needed a Kapara for the fact that he caused aggravation to Eitha. And then it did quote a Medrash that says that when the Zeret Haman was made, that they wanted to wipe out Lahashem Harad and Skola Herudim, it says, Vayizak Zokav Zola Morad Niyoz. The Mordechai was screaming on the top of his lungs as he was davening in the shrine. So this was the aggravation that Mordechai had. All of Klal Yisrael had that extent, and in the end, nothing happened. And just, Mordechai became a Tishrei. They were petrified. They thought that they were going to wipe out all the Jews. Lashon Lama and Skolai Rutin, and then it turned out that it was just a Shrek and nothing came out. So the aggravation that they suffered later in the days of Haman, that was as a kapara for the fact that Yaakov aggravated Esau. So the Bereshkai claims that perhaps that's the idea over here. That Yosef and Kisna has some kind of tradition that because of the two tears that Esau shares, so that's why he's going to be zechet two times. He's going to be zechet two times to have Rome rebuilt. It's not going to be rebuilt the third time. The third time is not going to happen. When Rome will collapse the third time of the beholding in the middle of rebuilding it, it's just not going to happen. That's when the Gula will come. That's what's holding up the Gula. What's holding up the Gula is that Bnei Yisrael needed kapara for the fact that that Esav was aggravated on the occasion when Yankee was getting the brush. That's what we suggest. Yeah. So a lot of kabbalah in between, that's the easy part. I mean, that's more complicated. When Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was about to die, that he requested of those who were by him, Hamiku li aroni, please bury me very, very deep in the ground. In Hilchos Shvuah, the halacha doesn't require that you have to bury so deep, unless you find some kind of sugar. He discusses, let's say it's very wet, very swampy, you're going to bury very low in the ground, 6 feet under, it's going to be a design amaze because it's too watery over there. So, but you can't just leave the body on top of the ground, you have to cover with offer. Tama Shaka, we have to ask that Moshe has in his sugar that 3 prophets is enough. He brings our coffee from some of his youth in the early days. 3 prophets is enough. So he says to Shogun, if you want to bury Mason on top of each other, then the base of the forest is full already. You have no more area. So the din allows you in Europe, in some communities, college and other communities, they did like that. So they buried Mason on top of each other. So the din in the early day is based on a Masech HaSmona that you have to have 6 prophets of offer in between. The Moshe explains that 3 tefachim around each body, around each orin, relates to that orin. You have to have 3 tefachim in between the orin and the one next to it. A lot of times they don't have that now in some days, and I'm sure that's the orin. But that's what it says in the other day. It's supposed to have 6 tefachim in between one orin and the other sideways, and on top, because every body or every orin has to have 3 tefachim above, 3 tefachim on the side, and 3 tefachim below. So Moshe says, it would appear, I'll be pastured, that from the surface of the ground, all you need is 3 tefachim above, or on top of the orin, on top of the net. So he requested of the Talmidim, Hamikuli Aroni. He's very, very deep. Why? Because he says, this is the Ruach HaKodesh, Evocho Kol Dekel, the Dekel, Shev Bobo Shein Tzu, Shev Parsi, and Miksha Bo. He foresees in the future that Forest and Moda is going to take over Bobo, and they're going to have millions and millions of horses, and then all these horses are going to come and tell us, so maybe he's describing the famous Rosh Chodesh. As you know, I said before, how many millions of soldiers are going to be? How many millions of soldiers? That's over 2 million soldiers, the Gemara said. And then, they will call Kalari Yosh, very tall, Shaintus, Mordai, or they will go to heaven. They're going to use these Aroinas as an Ehud for the behemoth. So if the Aroin is not going to be too deep, they're going to dig up my urine and they're going to be my vasa. The animals are going to be eating out of my urine. So do me a favor. very, very deep. So that's a Mishlein in Father Goyim. So he won't dig up my Orin, it'll be so deep. I won't pay for them to be my Shiach Soma. That was the request that he made of the Tommy. Then the Gemara has a tradition, Omar Rabbein, and those Bashit, he's passing them up as I saw Tisha Chadoshim. The Malchus, so sure, is going to be shameless either on Klal Yisrael and on the whole world. There are two Girsis. The Gemara says, Al Yisrael. And on the side, they point out on the left margin that the Girsis, the same member appears in the Gemara Yuma, and there it's slightly different. It says, on the whole world. The Malchus, so sure, usually it seems to be the Christian ruling government. So the Malchus HaShoah is going to rule on the world for 9 months. But that is 9 months. So the Pasuk describes Chedle labor, because the Pasuk describes the Geula as a labor, that the Bnei Yisrael will be like a Kotn Shneila Dami. It will be considered as if reborn. Born again in Jews. Born again in Jews. It takes 9 months. So you have the pregnancy is over. So it's going to take 9 months. And there's pain. Usually there's pain. That was as a result of the Eitz Hadaat, so the Baruch Shalom says, there's a tell the bottom, it's going to be pain for the 9 months. So it's going to be 9 months of major aggravation. There's been so much aggravation that there's been angst all suffered all over the world throughout all the generations. But apparently, it's going to be some concentrated aggravation for 9 months. But that's going to be like corresponding to the Tisha Yachid Lego, and then the angst is going to be reborn. Adet Yoleda Yolda. That's the question. So then the Amorim said, Amarula, Yeitzei, Halavai, Mashiach, Zoshan, Kum, Nevelayach, I don't want to be there when Mashiach comes, it's going to be Chevlei Mashiach, I don't want to stop. Chein Amarabi, Yeitzei, Velech, my Rabbi also said, I hope Mashiach comes there, I don't want to be there to see the suffering. It's going to be terrible Chevlei Mashiach. Yeitzei says, no, he doesn't agree. He says, Yeitzei, Zon Mashiach coming, and I want to be there. And even if I'll be in the most disoriented location, just on Moshul, it's a very strange Yeseh, Zolshan Mashiach Kumin, the Eski, I should be Zecha, the Esev, I should sit in the shade, the Tula, the Kufisa, the Chama, that the Pasuk said in Zechariah, that Mashiach is going to come, honey, the Rech of Al-Khamor, a humble person, honor, the Rech of Al-Khamor, riding on a donkey now, the Gemara, the Shvar Malka, recommended, I'll give him a horse. He's making fun of the Jewish belief that Mashiach is going to come out of donkey. So he tells Shmuel, I think he thought that he, so Marco told Shmuel, I'll give him on a white horse. Well, he has to come on a donkey. So the Marco is going to come on a donkey. You know, a donkey, makes soya. So if Yosef says, I'm prepared, I'll be happy to be there when Mashiach comes, and I'll sit in the shade of the soya when the behemoth when the chamor is moisty raised. What kind of a lotion is that? He wants to see Mashiach already. He's prepared to suffer all of the Chevli Mashiach. So the Gemara says that they had a discussion. Abaye was the nephew of Rabbi. He was Talmud of Rabbi. Abaye was the Yosef. He was raised by his uncle Rabbi. So he says, my timer. Well, why do you say you don't want to be there when Mashiach comes? Because he's afraid of Chevli Mashiach. Well, we have a brisa that says, yes, the blood of the Tzara Mayat ought to be not in the Chevli Shem Mashiach. What should a person do in order to be Nisok? So the Gemara says, Mashiach, the Gemara says, Mashiach, the Gemara in Paris, Kolkitzer, yeah. I think the Mashiach quotes it. He could have said that also. He's all sure to what's the problem. But he quoted a different member. He quotes, the Tana of Lot Hussein, Nayatah, and Minot, Mechavish on Mashiach, Yashi Batar, Minot Chatar, and you'll be Nitzo. So he asked his uncle Rabbi, what are you worried about? You're a big Tana Chok, and you're Isaac in Paris. And the Gemara says that Rabbi was Isaac in Minot Chatar, and also, what are you afraid? All right, so Rabbi says, yeah, no. I'm still afraid, Shema Yibra Machet. Fine, I have the promise. I have the Abtoch of the town of Rab Loza. Then whoever is Isaac in Milos Chasodim and Torah and whoever he tells should will be Nisa Machet and Mashiach. But he's still afraid, Shema Yibra Machet. You always have to be concerned. As we know, the Rabbi Shalom promised Yankel Avino when he runs away. Vayetit. He promised, in fact, he's Vayetit. He promised Yankel to hear an Echim, Lachishmatich, Bukhala Shetele. Problems with Yankovic is going to take care of him, he's going to watch him and protect him and everything. And then when he's coming back, in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, it says, Vayuri Yankovic, Vayetzelo. Yankovic was afraid when he came up to Esau, he's afraid that Esau was going to harm him. What are you afraid? The Rebbe Shalom Mechodor Yat, he gave him a haptocha, there's nothing to worry about. Yishmatich Babalo Shetela. So the answer was, he was concerned, Shema Yivu Machet. The haptocha that was told to him, may have been understood that it's only conditional. It will observe all of this properly. The Gemara is, I think someone mentioned this, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, that if the Baruch Hu gives a nevuah the Torah, it's understood that it's not conditional. Any nevuah the Ra is always on the self understood that it's conditional. And nevuah the Torah is not assumed to be conditional. So that's what the Rabbi Kohan has this people telling Hasdama to one of his, I think, to the Ein Yitzchok. So he quotes that kasha from the Mefarsh. How can Yankel Vini be concerned? Sham Yidu Machet, but this is a nevuah the Torah. The nevuah the Torah, the Baruch Hu promised, Ein Anechi Yidu Shmatit, B'chorosh HaTeleh, is not going to be conditional. So he enters, Rabbi Kohan enters, you look at the Rambam, you see what the answer is. The Rambam explains, why is it that any time there's a nevuah the Torah, it's self-understood that it's not conditional, because the pasuk says in Chumash, how do you test a Navi to see if he's a Navi Sheker or a Navi Emet? You have to give an oath to Moses and you see it. You have to predict in advance what something unusual is going to happen. He predicts it's going to rain. This is intelligent. You know it's going to rain. So, it's not, he called someone up in Chicago or in Los Angeles and told him to say, he said, no, it's going to rain over here. It's not a chidush. So you have to predict something that the Derech HaTevah no one would know about. And then if it comes true, then you think that he's a Navi Emet. If it doesn't come true, then you think he's a Navi Sheker. So what happens if he predicts a tremendous type of money is going to come down from heaven? Then the money doesn't come down from heaven. So you happen as a Navi Sheker. Why? Maybe the self understood that this money coming down from heaven, then the talk of a Taiva is conditional, only if the people will observe Torah Mitzvah. If you don't observe Torah Mitzvah, it's not going to happen. So the Rambam says, that's why you have a tradition that a Nevuah of the Taiva is not going to be conditional. But otherwise, how can you test the Navi on such a Nevuah? Nevuah of the Ra is assumed that it always is conditional, but Nevuah of the Taiva is never conditional. So this Rambam says, that's only if it's a Nevuah that's given to a Navi to deliver to someone else. But Yaakov Avinu is given a Nevuah directly. He's told the Nevuah. That was directly to him. It's not a question whether it was a Nevuah Temes or Nevuah Sheker. He heard the Baruch Shalom tell him directly, this was the Nevuah. So the only time the Rambam explains, the only time the Nevuah, the Taiva, is not assumed to be conditional, so it's the unconditional, is only if the Navi is delivering Nevuah to someone else. It was directly to Yaakov Avinu. So that's why you have to be concerned about Shema Yikul Machet. And he wants to see the Tanya. You have another occasion, that's like the Goram Machet. Yaakov Avinu was afraid Shema Yikul Machet. And Rabba was afraid Shema Yikul Machet. So that's what he would prefer. Mashiach should come and I don't want to be there. I don't want to be there to suffer the heavenly Mashiach. We have another occasion, not just Shema Yikul Machet. The fact was Goram Machet. On the occasion of the Kriyat Yamsu, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, Al Yavram Hashem, Al Yavram Zuchanit. All the Ozias Moshe Rabbeinu told, they all said like that. They said, Beruach HaKodesh, twice. Why did they say, Al Yavram Hashem, Al Yavram Zuchanit? Why did they say twice? Say Yitzel Loshen. So the Gemara has a tradition that the Yitzel Loshen is referring to Al Yavram Hashem, the Dir Rishonim. The first time they entered Eretz Yisrael, they did Rishon Benun. Al Yavram Zuchanit is referring to the Dir Shnia, the second time they'll come into Eretz Yisrael, and they are Bezer Nechemia. After the Golden Bazel, and Mamiyata, so why they both mentioned in the same pasuk, and Mamiyata, that's like a hekish. We used to think of a hekish in a matter of halacha. You have two Zidim mentioned in the same pasuk, so it has the status of a hekish, a connection. Here you have the hekish in history. The pasuk writes together the two Yavaram Hashem, the Nisa Rishayin in Eretz Yisroel and David Rishub, and that was the potent and most thing. The Nisim and the Flood, so all the other Muhammad were with Nisim and the Flood, that no one was killed in the first one, so on. Aaron Abid went first, and it knocked down all the enemies. And then the Diyashniya was not like that at all. Diyashniya in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah was supposed to be Ruuya, and more Meyato, based on the Hekish, we really should have said, Ruuya, why you saw Meyato, Kuhamnes, the Diyashniya to be Rishayna. The entering of Eretz Yisrael days, there's a Nechemi and a Kug, and the second day to make the Shidduch and Rivas, it's the most in the Nisim and the Floyd. Like the first time, Elisha Goram HaChet, not the Hashem Shema Yivam HaChet, but actually Goram HaChet. What was the Chet that was during? So this is a discussion in the other Gemara. In one Brochus in the first place. One Brochus Avdalah has the same name. In Brochus Avdalah, the Mephoshim have a Makloiki. What the Chet was, and some say the Chet was the fact that the Yidduch didn't come back. And they had Rishut from Kairos. They had Rishut from the Goyish government. So they turned to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't go back. So the Muslim was angry. Why didn't they all come back? So that was the Ched, because of which the Nisim and the Flores were not given. And others say no, it was the Ched that they were Mishtach Velotzelim, the days of Nebuchadnezzar. The only Hanan Yishal Azayi, they used to worship Avriza. The others did worship Avriza. That's what the Nebbi said, that was the whole day of Haman, because the Shtap was a seller. And some of the Mepharshim and Brachas, Abdal would say, that was the Shigorim HaChet, that was the Chet. That they were worshipping Avriza in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, so it's Yishal Azayi. Marcos of Yechanan also has such an attitude. Yesu lechamin. We hope Mashiach comes soon, but I don't want to be around, I don't want to see it. Because we're going to suffer. Those who are going to be present will be suffering for 9 months, like the heavy of Hevle or Leda, before the Bnei Yisrael will be reborn. So the Shlokish is in Talmud Rav Yechanan says, what are you worried about? Amen. You shouldn't have seen it. If you're concerned about what it says in the Pasuk, about how terrible things are going to be, the Hevle Mashiach. It's going to be that they're going to be, Kasha Yogurtish, the Snehu Ari, is going to be one Torah, then the people will be equal from that, they'll run away from that, then they'll bump into another Torah, then they'll run away from that, they'll bump into another Torah. Like Rahman al-Islam, the people went through the war, and they come, they barely survived by the Nazis, then they come to Eretz Yisrael, then they have to, they barely survived there from the Palestinians, from all the Arabs over there. Every time they run away, they bump into another Torah. So the prophet says, this is going to be the Chevlei Mashiach. It'll be a Mashal in Ma'adel Adel. It doesn't mean there's going to be lions and bears and snakes, but it's a Mashal. Kashi Yonah, it's the same Ariel from the Hadoi. The Kam is equal from the lions. Then the bear starts up with him. Then he finally comes home and he locks the door. Then he gets bitten by a snake in his house. Some of Yodah again, the Shachan Nachash. So Rish Lakish says, there's nothing new about that. We have that now. You're surviving, celebrate Jehana. You're surviving that now. We're all surviving that. Everybody has that. You don't have to wait till Chevle Mashiach. We have it now. People survived the war, and then they survived Eretz Yisrael, and then they survived the Twin Towers attack. Some of them don't survive, some of them do survive. So that's where those who are surviving are according to. It says, Radusha. This mantra on the Yotil Akkad, the Pogabot San said, Amakim Shepogabo Ari. It says, we have it now. That they're stealing, the Umat Olam are stealing, the government officials are stealing the Karkoi from the Bnei Yisrael. So then finally, you become Pata from that Asik, and you come to the city, then the tax collector comes, and he takes the unbelievable, the Gabbai. Gaboi Hamelah means they're taking unbelievable amount of taxes. That's like Pogodov. And then when he comes home, he sees his children are dying from starvation. This was Lebeis, and what the point of the Nazim told him, Berob, Domish Mishin Ashok Anosh. He says, this story that you run from one story to the other story to the other story, when you eat from the first story, you think you have a respite, that you're able to relax a little bit. If you don't, you have another story. This we have to say there. That's the history of the Jewish people, you have that to say. That's the longest simon in Shulchan Aruch is in Ebenezer, simon Yuzayin, simon about Heter Agunim. That's the history of the Jewish people. It has all the descriptions of all the cases, and then we find a dead body Ahir and dead body Aher, with the tefillin, and it's filmed about Benetan, with the Gaza, without the Gaza, they had the whole history of all the pogroms, and described in simon Yuzayin. So he says, so what are you, the Shlokish Esrat Yechon, what are you so petrified about the Chevle Mashiach, what's it going to be worse than it is now? They says, no, it's going to be much worse. The Elam Mishum Dechzin is another person that says, there's going to come a time, Shreya Pasik, he says, what's the shot in the Pasik? The Pasik says, Omar Abba Yitzvah Omar Abba, Taisha the Pasik is very difficult. So he says, the Taisha in the Pasik is, Nisha called Gura Shalom, won't be able to do anything. Together, the one who is all powerful, Yodaval Khalatsub Tayaleza, like a woman who's giving birth, can't, has no power to do anything. So too, the one who is all powerful won't be able to do anything. Who is the one who's all powerful? The Rashi interprets the description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Rebbe Shalom is the Isha Gvur Shalom. So he is going to be Imanech Vitzar. He will be suffering along with the Bnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar Biatma Kayaleza. And what is it going to be aggravated about? The Rashi quotes the next line in the Gemara. Rashi interprets this, the Misha Kola Guru Shalom, is a description of the Rabbanu Shalom. Other Rishonim are not happy with that. The Adrama thinks that it's an inappropriate way to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next line in the Gemara is the Rabbanu Shalom speaking. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Allah Almighty Yadav. The next line in the Gemara. that a misline to interpret that this is the Baruch Shalom Olam is all powerful and is unable to do anything, that they, the Yadama interpret that it goes on Tzadik. It's not an allusion to the Baruch Shalom. Whatever it is, the Gemara says the Baruch Shalom will say at that time, the Baruch Shalom will make a statement, Halolam Aisi Yadav, Halolam Aisi Yadav. In other places, yeah. Why is it more difficult over here than the other Gemara? I know the Ben Ishchai also gets very upset at that. Now he thinks you have to learn like the Adama. Yeah, other Gemara is like that. Yeah, I don't know. So the Gemara says that the Baruch Shalom will make a comment. That's what we have now. Some Amod Nizak, when the media always has the news about a terrorist attack in Eretz Yisrael, about a suicide attack, they did say there were 15 victims. There was a terrorist got killed. He's one of the victims. The terrorist got killed. And there was one Arab terrorist who was a suicide bomber, and then they had 14 Jews who killed. So what are they letting him arrest? I'm not in the way of presenting to. So the Gemara says, the Baruch Shalom is going to give a crest. What am I going to do? Halol am I see yada, but halol am I see yada. He created the Arab also. He created the Eden also. As Achmanus on the Arab also. Why doesn't the Baruch Shalom give the Eden the crest to wipe out all the Arabs? That'll be the end of the whole story. No. Halol am I see yada. Stop, stop, stop the human being. What are you going to do? Who's the greatest and who's the nearest? The writer says, "You tell us of an action. What kind of emotion?" That's what everyone wonders. What's going on in the Gemara? So the Baruch Shalom says, "Echa abedevunet neyevo. How can I wipe out the deeds because of the? What mean? How can you wipe out the writer says, 'You tell us of an action.'" But the Baruch Shalom is going to be in a quandary. What kind of quandary? Amra Prof behind the Darby Inshit. People have an expression, right? When up on tour, usually I have my shore. The farmer has the shore on the farm. In the corral, and he feeds them food, and he has water. When the shore is running, and he trips, and he breaks his leg, he can send them away to the hospital, whatever, he has to get better. So the farmer feels bad, he has an empty corral, there's no behemoth there to take care of. He takes his horses, the horse is usually in a stable, at a different location. He takes the horse closer to the house, and he takes him into the corral. And then, when the cow gets better, so now the farmer feels bad. What am I going to do, kick out the horse? But the horse was here for so long, told man that the cow was recuperating, the horse was there. So they were giving such a marshal about the Uma Soilum and Bnei Soil. Bnei Soil are their favorite cat. The Uma Soil were like the horse. He doesn't want to have the horse near him. He doesn't have any chavivus, but he was punishing Bnei Soil for so long because of them saying chatoenu to lean in the Yatsenu. He was giving the Kayach and the Gvura to the Uma Soilum, who was favoring them. And then when it comes, the Bnei Yisrael already were yotzei, we had enough suffering. There comes the time for the Gula, so the Baruch Shalom is going to feel good. Halol am I to yodav, halol am I to yodav. What am I going to do now? I have to figure out what for so long I had a horse here, and I'm just going to throw out the horse. Crazy. The Baruch Shalom find it very difficult. What's the sign of Mashiach that coming? So the Gemara says it'll be good for the Jews. Hakim is told the Akhlish name Mashiach. It'll be good. We'll enjoy a good time. Says he, of course. Who's that? Velam man Akhlu. Chiluk Abilik Akhlu. What? Goyim are going to enjoy Mosham Mashiach. Of course he's going to be for the name of God. What's he driving at? Who's it? Amrav Gidlam Aram. Yidin will enjoy Mosham Mashiach. What kind of a lotion is that? Zagmar, nay, he's taking the stand. Rav Gidlam Aram is taking the stand. Latukim is the Rav Hilo. It was one of the Chachamim who said, "Hey, Mashiach Israel, Mashiach is not going to come." Made a public declaration of Rabbi Hillel. There isn't going to be any Mashiach. There isn't going to be any Mashiach. So Rabbi Yilam Arab says, it's not true. We still believe in Biyos HaMashiach. Lo achlu b'nei Chizkiyah. The Gemara said before that the Baruch Shalom wanted to make Chizkiyah Melech. The Baruch Shalom had such a plan. Then the Gemara, Razi Li. The Baruch Shalom's original plan, one is going to make the Mohammed Sancheirov is going to be the Mohammed Gog and Mogoy, and the Chizkiyah Melech is going to be the Melech HaMashiach, but because he didn't say Shira, so that's why the whole plan was changed. We have to suffer for so many thousands of years because the plan was changed. So the Gemara says, Razi Li, the prophet can hear me, I don't ask any question. That was the Gemara that we had before. So the Gemara says here, that at that occasion of the Yeshua, the Hatzonah that they had when Achera came to Eretz Yisrael, they had such Hanoah and such Nachas that that was already the promise of the Ribbono Shel Olam to give the good time to the Mashiach. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Yotzei, his promise is not going to bring again. So that's what Rav Hillel said. So the Gemara says, we don't accept his opinion. We hold that Mashiach, there will be a Mosa Mashiach in the future that we will enjoy. So what is Apilo really thought like that? So the Danish guy says, no, he says it was just a ruse. He says he just wanted to get the Balabatim to stop Hershanuk to let make Mashiach. The Gemara said before, Mashiach is one of the things that's going to be the Hesach Hadar. That's what we had on Tzadik Zayin Aleish. Shlosha point Hesach Hadar, Zeylein, Mashiach Nesir Yatek. He wants that no one should be concentrating on the coming of Mashiach. Rashi said, I'm not anymore, but it doesn't mean that. The Hesach Hadar, you shouldn't calculate, make his brain when he's going to come. You should keep on fumbling about Mashiach. There's nothing wrong with fumbling about Mashiach as long as you don't fix this particular day when he's going to come. So the Danish Chai says, Zerea Gehalten, Rabbi Hillel Gehalten, that Mashiach is going to come, the Hesach Hadar means total Hesach Hadar, not only the way Rashi says, complete Hesach Hadar. So he wanted the Balabatim to be the Siyaish when they come to Mashiach. He shouldn't even dream of that. He said, there isn't going to be any Mashiach, forget about it, we already had the Mashiach in the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, forget it. But once the Balabatim will forget it, then Mashiach will come. Not that he really meant it, this was just a gimmick in order to get the Balabatim not to talk about the coming of Mashiach. The Pashuk Pshat is that it's not so. That he really meant it. That Attila really meant it. Hey, Mashiach in Israel. And then the Gemara says, we don't accept his opinion. The Gemara says, you must have shown him that Marla Rapilo. The Baruch Shalom should forgive Rapilo for making such a statement. Here they run an exile has that 10 lines from the top of Tzadik Tes and Medala. Where it says, it has the asterisk, and it says, the first Masal Shashat says, we ail Tzadik Tes on the day. That's this Gemara that we just had, so that's the same member. Rapilo Loyma. Ain lohem Mashiach Nisosh Kvachlu Bemechizki. Omer Rav Yosei. Shalele Mori, the Ribbono Shel Olam should forgive Rabbi Hillel for making such a statement, that's ridiculous. How can he say such a thing? When Chizkiyahu HaMelech lived, Chizkiyahu HaMelech was in the end of the Bais Nishan period. Chagas Chai Malachim in the Bais Sheni period. The Novi Zechariah, who is in the beginning of the Bais Sheni, says, Mashiach is going to come only the Rosh HaBalach HaMor. It's one that we can never have before. So what do you mean there isn't going to be a Mashiach? Chaya Novi, who lives after Chizkiyahu HaMelech, is talking about Mashiach. So they, the Gemara, the simple pshat in mind, is that Rav Hillel really meant it, not like this, that Ben Ishchai is interpreting that he only meant it, that the people should be nisyayish from the coming of Mashiach, and the Mele Mashiach, we say the better chance of Mashiach comes because it'll be a Hesach Hadar. The question of pshat in Gemara is that he really held like that. There isn't going to be any Melech HaMashiach. Samvod Nezach, the Rabbi Chanan has an essay about this. How can it be? The Raman says, if there are 13 Nikori, and one of them is the coming of Mashiach, Haninan, and one is one of them is the And the Raman writes, whoever doesn't believe in using the Likoy is like an Afikur. He's not part of Kalali's government. What do you mean, Rabbi Hillel didn't believe in the coming of Mashiach? He's not, Likoy Hamun is not part of Kalali's government. Rabbi Chana Vatna writes in his essay, it didn't become an Likoy Hamun until they debated it at that time. It was a Machloikin, in the days of the Chacham. So Hillel says, it's not, it isn't going to be any Mashiach. But then when they outvoted him, and they said that the Ribbono Shel Olam should forgive Rabbi Hillel for making such a blasphemous statement that there isn't going to be any Mashiach. So from that time on, it became considered an Ikra and Amun. Until then, it was. That's how Rabbi Chanan was. Many years ago, Rabbi Soloveitchik sent him a letter to the editor of one of the newspapers. Apparently, they had interviewed him yesterday. He had his operation, so they interviewed him. And he was in Boston, and they quoted things in his name that he denied everything. And quoted it all with quotations, direct quotations. So he sent him a letter to the newspaper. He said it cannot be a direct quotation for two reasons. First of all, they quoted him as saying he was speaking in Hebrew. So he said, first of all, they quoted him as saying something about Mashiachiyut. Messianism. So he says, Mashiachiyut, I consider that a traitor word. That word doesn't exist in my lexicon. I never use that word. That's the word that people use who don't believe and a human being who's going to come as Melech HaMashiach. They believe that he's going to come as Kufa of peace on earth, goodwill for itself, and there's going to be a period of peace. Mashiach is yours, but they don't believe in the Melech HaMashiach. That's a traitor word. We do believe in Melech HaMashiach. And that essay he writes, that letter to the editor, the Lange Megillah, and that letter to the editor of the paper, he writes, that's what Hillel held. That the Hillel and Mar didn't say there isn't going to be any Kufas HaMashiach. No, he said, Elohim HaMashiach is not going to be a person who is going to be the Melech HaMashiach. There will be a Kufa of peace, there will be a Kufa of Mashiach Yud, but there won't be a Melech HaMashiach. Maybe it fits in here, but it doesn't fit in. The previous Gemara doesn't sound. The previous Gemara sounds like Prahlubi Nefis here. There won't be a period of pleasure for the Bnei Yisrael. We won't have any Hanoah Sa'ilam Azeh. There won't be any Mashiach. I don't, that's the Razal Veshi today. And he said the other reason why it's clearly not a quotation from him is because they quoted him as saying something about Yisrael. He was talking about Medina Yisrael. So he says he never says Yisrael. Usually he used to say Eretz Yisrael and Medina Yisrael. He never said Israel. He spoke in English and he spoke in Yiddish. He said Eretz Yisrael or Medina Yisrael. When he used to write letters to people who lived in Eretz Yisrael, he'd always write whatever Jerusalem, Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Neturah Kata writes. Eretz Yisrael, so they don't recognize the Medina. He did recognize the Medina. He wasn't from the Neturah Kata, but he said he has his reasons why. He feels that we should call it Eretz Yisrael. We shouldn't call it Israel. We should call it Israel. So they quoted him in a newspaper, supposedly it was a direct quotation, as referring to Eretz Yisrael as Yisrael, and referring to Mashiach Yisrael. He says those two words are for sure. I never said that everybody knows. So then he said he never said the whole statement, and then he said what he did say, and he did the whole arif. But Derech Agav, in his letter to the editor, he interprets, he thinks that that's what the Gemara is. Elohim Mashiach Yisrael means there won't be a person, Mashiach Ben David, a human being, is going to be. What people about why is Mashiach Ben David? You have to get killed. It is what happened. So the Goyim had a tradition. Which they wrote up, they wrote in Russian about this, that the Mashiach, the Dovah, to prove that he is the authentic, bona fide Melech HaMashiach, will have to show an oath of will have to do a Tzias HaNesim on the Mashiach Ben Yosef. So that's how we'll know that's the whole story. We want to have someone get killed first, Mashiach Ben Yosef, and then Mashiach Ben Dovah will come, make a Tzias HaNesim on that Horuk, and then we're going to know that he's the authentic, bona fide Melech HaMashiach. So the Rambam says that this is Hagwash. It doesn't say anywhere. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Malachim. The Mashiach, Melech HaMashiach doesn't have to do any reason in the close to Rosh Hashanah. It's not true. He's coming by Kufi from the garden. He wrote otherwise. And the Rambam doesn't say anything about Mashiach. And there's the first coming that Mashiach and God. It doesn't say a word about that. So they go there. How come the Rambam writes against the Gemara in, this is Zohar, the Rambam, he says the Rambam didn't have the Zohar. No one had the Zohar. But the Gemara in Sukkot, talks about Mashiach and Yosef before. So some of them are questioning to say, because all the other Gemara over here, you have the whole, all the sugars about Mashiach, doesn't say a word, because doesn't say a word about Mashiach and Yosef coming before Mashiach and God. So the Rambam Galtner is the spirit between the sugars. And he thought that the Pashtus is like our sugars. He left out the whole story about Mashiach and Yosef. Hillel had an unusual opinion of him. The Pashat Sanwar said it wasn't his opinion, like the Danish Chai said. He just said it to get the people to be Messiah. The Pashat said it was his opinion, and he wants to show they mark. The Baal Shalom should forgive him for making such a terrible statement. We assume it's not correct. It is going to be a Melech HaMashiach. Then the Gemara says on the first very wide line on Sadiqet, and the Gemara has three different suggestions. The whole Taklis of Bia Soil, and Rashi writes at the beginning of the Rashi. The Rashi is boiled between the Shul, Yisroel, the Mishra Rashi, Persian Soil, Rashi, Fuasoil, and the Shvil HaTorish, and the Rashi, Hashem Konami, Rashi, Zarkoil. The Rashi quotes, that's one method. That the word Rashi, the Rashi, boiled between, does mean in the beginning God created heaven and earth. It means the Shvil Yisroel, the Shvil Torah, the Shvil Yisroel. The first separate from the Bria was Bereshit. The show Reshit means a combination of two. So there are other Midrashim, I think the Marshal quotes, there are other Midrashim, but they interpret the word Reshit as referring to David HaMelech. The David HaMelech was the first of the Malkut Beis David. Now the Medrash says that Reshit refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon HaNavi, and he was the first one to quote down the Torah. And the other Medrash says that the Reshit is an allusion to Mashiach. Not the David HaMelech, the Elf of David, but rather the Ur HaReinikol, the one who's going to be the actual Mashiach. He's called the Reshit. Even though he wasn't the first one, he was the Ur HaReinikol from David HaMelech. So that, these are the three opinions in the Gemara that appear in the Midrashim. So, Izri Alma El Ledovu, the first Amor, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan, all three contemporaries. So the first Amor says the world was only created, the Tachlis of the Bria was, the David HaMelech. The Reshit is the Shvil, David HaMelech is the Reshit. And Shmuel says the Shvil Moshe Rabbeinu, that's like Torah. That's like Rashi, quote unquote. The Shvil is called the Shvil HaTorah. That's probably the same as Moshe. Rabbi Yechanan says the Shvil HaMashiach, the whole purpose of the whole creation was that there should, there has to be a tachlis for the world. What did the Baruch Hu make a miracle? Yesh Miayin. He made this crazy world. It's ridiculous. The whole world is gonna destroy itself, gonna self-destruct. So it must be that the Baruch Hu is gonna straighten out the whole mess in the end of the day. Otherwise, the whole tachlis of the deer is ridiculous. So that's the third opinion. The Shvil HaMashiach. The tachlis of the deer was that a time should come that there will be a Moshe Mashiach. And it'll be a normal world, not the way it is now. The Gemara has a discussion. What's going to be the name of the Melech HaMashiach? Thank you much. Mashmo, what's the name of the Melech HaMashiach? The Gemara says, the day Rav Sheli, the Talmid of Rav Sheli, used to say his name is going to be Shiloh. What is Rav's name? Rav's name is Sheli. So they said it's going to be Shiloh. How did they all? Of course, God see all the Shiloh. Malchus will always be in Shevet Yehuda. They also Shevet Yehuda, because my Ragla, Ad Yo Shiloh. What do you mean? The Mashiach is going to have their Rebbe, isn't it? So the Mephoreshim, I think the Benish Chai says that, that they knew that their Rebbe was a Tzaddik. But they said, we can visualize, we mean to say, literally, it's going to be Shia. They said, we can visualize a person who's going to be Melech HaMashiach like our Rebbe. He fits the bill. They think that he fits the bill. So their Rabbi Yana is the same thing. The Talmidim of Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yana's Yeshiva, they said, you don't smoke. Then he came out to the Yana. He has not a perfect until Yishmo, the earliest name Shemesh, Yinon Shmo. What do you mean? Same thing. That they thought that their Rebbe was such a tzaddik that the Melech HaMashiach, this doesn't mean that their Rebbe is the Mashiach. The Mashiach is going to be somebody along the lines of their Rebbe. And that's the exclusion of the other one's Rebbe. Someone like this. The Chayet Zidbo. Not necessarily. Berat Chanina Amri Chanina Shmo. The Talmina Berat Chanina says Chanina. Also based on the Pasuk. Asholayat Amacham Chanina. Not yet ready to bring Mashiach. The Rebbe Shmo says. That's how they interpret it. I'm not yet, I'm not going to be kind to you. I won't be benevolent to you, the Rosh Hashanah says. I'm not going to send the Melech HaMashiach. His name is going to be Chanina. So they said the same thing, that the Melech HaMashiach is going to be someone like our Rebbe. What are the other things? Someone like that. Yeshav and Menachem Tizki Yishmo. Why Menachem? Kirachem Temeni Menachem Neshiv Nafshi. In the Pasuk, it doesn't mean, Pasuk on the Pasuk doesn't mean there's no one who can comfort the Nei Yisrael. The story of the Chulchan Abayis is so, the catastrophe is so great, it's not Shach Tzim Menach. The story is too great. So the Gemara is interpreting this, Kirachek and Menach, Menachem didn't come yet. Menachem is the Melech HaMashiach. Yes. Who is the Menachem? The Menachem and Chizkiah. Who is, you never heard that Chizkiah Melech had a son Menachem? That's what they were suggesting. Chizkiah HaMelech had a son by the name of Menachem, and he was a tzaddik, and the Melech HaMashiach is going to be somebody like him, along the lines of Menachem. Rabbeinu Amri and the other Tanoim says, Chizra de Bei Rebbe Shmo. Neymar, the Pasuk says in Navi, this is the Pasuk that the Christians picked up a lot of. But somehow the Mashiach is going to suffer, is going to bear, suffer for all of our sins. Why does it help that he should suffer for my sins? I should suffer for my sins. Whoever a nefesh chatati comes, whoever sin should suffer. The Tashvere Pasuk, we don't know what it means. So it says, "Achen chal yenu hu nosa." The Melech HaMashiach is going to be suffering because of our sins. Machavenu tivlam anachnu chashavnu nagua mukher v'sim amuyuna. So they say that Rebbe was a man who used to suffer. The Gemara says, Gomer says that he suffered for many, many years. So that's what they imagined that the Melech HaMashiach is going to be, Chivah de Bei Rebbe, a Metoira from Rebbe's home. Someone who suffered, the other Amoroi, the other Tanan Ramah, I'm saying he's going to be a type of an individual, a tzaddik like my Rebbe, he says a tzaddik like my Rebbe. He has on, Bei Rebbe had it on, another example, a person who is known that he suffered during his lifetime, and his suffering will serve as a kapara for the rest of the kohol. That's what it says in the novel. Melech HaMashiach is going to suffer for the people. This is the famous Gemara Omer of Nachman. Inin Chai Chayahu, if the Melech HaMashiach is going to be from the living people, to go in and not, it's going to be somebody like me. Very nice. What does it say in the quote? It doesn't say a word. What is that gematria? Or as he says, it's a gematria, then the person don't know what the rem is. Where did he say anything? What's the thing he meant? He's going on north. What's he talking about? Ramosha has a tshuva. About, they told me that Ramosha loved that tshuva very much, that every year, at least once a year, he would tell over the whole story. When they would be driving him through a bridge, that's sitting out there, and he would tell over the car, the whole story. But there was a shogun in Europe in his village who was really crazy. He thought he was Mashiach, he used to run around naked, and he used to grab things from people and keep them and give them to chacha, they should do tshuva. And then sometimes he would climb up on top of the tree, sometimes naked, not naked, whatever, and grab things, he's not going to give them back to pocketbook, not going to give back to jewelry, so they should do tshuva. That was a crap up. So he finally agreed to give his wife a guest. So they wanted to make sure that he gives the get to them. So it was Erev Shabbos, and Lachatchila not supposed to give the get. And Erev Shabbos, and Moshe said, you got to give the get to them. Then it was the first time the get was given in that village to them. Moshe had to be prepared, the spelling of the village. They said, we're going to do it today. We're not going to wait so much. It has to be today. It was Chodesh year. And then you have many of you don't give the get. The Chodesh year, Shabbos, whether you sell here, with 1 year or 2 years, they said, we're going to give the get to them. So Moshe, it goes through Erev Shabbos, and it goes through here, and it goes through the spelling of the city. How's it going to be? But the main shayla was, ach, I'm a shugana. How can a shugana give a guest? If he was a shugana at the time that he married the wife, so the physician are not talking. But this guy did some chalim, he can shake it. Sometimes he's a saint, and sometimes he's a cookie. So maybe you have to, and maybe at the time that he had the wife, he was saying, and now he's so crazy. So Moshe asked him, do you still believe that you are Moshiach? And Moshe whispered to him, in the middle of the scene, I guess, he says, yeah, I know I'm Mashiach. What can I do? The people don't believe me, so I don't harp on that scene anymore. He speaks to the people, says that. So Moshe, the guy's not Shana, then Shana, the guy's not a Shana. So Moshe has a very, very shooter up there. He was very upset about that scene. He held that it wasn't right. So Moshe said, right there, he's Nishkin Mashugan, and he's a Balgaiva. He holds it, he's such a tzaddik, he holds it so great that he's right to be in the Malcham. So Lenta is very upset. He said, what do you mean about that? He said, that's a universal scheme. And the guy is a crackpot. He thinks he's not sure. But the Nochem also. Not that you look at what he even is about that. It's a question about Nela Moshe. There's another side. Shder is Shuvah. All Shuvah is the beginning. That part is very questionable. Very Shder. So this Gemara is a Hatela. They're trying to identify who is a tzaddik who's drawing to sit the bill. And Nachman says, she's going alone. Strange Gemara. The Ben Ish Chai has an unbelievable interpretation of his Gemara. He quotes from the Arizal. The Gemara said in Sukkot, and Isaiah says in many places, first is going to come Mashiach and Yosef, then is going to come Mashiach and David. He says the Mashiach and Yosef is referred to in Kabbalistic writings, which I'm not familiar with at all, as Kisei David. But Arizal hoped that he would turn out to be the Mashiach ben Yosef. He would pave the way for the coming of Mashiach ben David. And he told the Talmidim, that's what Ben Ish Chai taught. He told the Talmidim when they damish Manet every day, three times a day, he said, think of David Avdecha. They should have him in mind, that he should turn out to be the Mashiach ben Yosef. That's what it means, Tisei David. What do you mean, Tisei David? But that's Mashiach ben David. He's talking about, and they turn out to be Mashiach ben Yosef. The question now, Liza Mashiach ben David, Liza Melech HaMashiach, has to be Ben Achadev from David Ishmael. Has to be the Yukhus from David Ishmael. Mashiach ben Yosef, Dr. Liza, has to be also somehow, something to do with the Malchus ben David. But that's why we refer to Mashiach ben David as the Mashiach ben Yosef, we refer to him as the Tisei David Avdecha, that David, the real Mashiach, then David, the real one, is going to sit on that throne. He says David is Mashiach, then Yosef, who paves the way for Mashiach, then he says David is the Mashiach, then Yosef, who paves the way for the Mashiach, then David. So the short, that's what he quotes in that Arizal. But now the Be'erish Chai interprets in this Gemara, he says, who is Rav Nachman? So he says, Rav Nachman married the Reish Galusa's daughter. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Reish Galusa were descended of Malchus Beis David. They're not have been from Malchus Beis David. So Rav Nachman married, his wife was from Beis David. He was not from Beis David. His wife was from Beis David. So he says, Gosset Yenuk, Beis David, to qualify for Mashiach Ben Yosef. He says, who is right to be Kigon Anoch? I also suffice. Even though I'm only by marriage, it's only Baal Ki Ishtoi. My wife is in the Malchus Beis David. To serve as the Melech HaMashiach, he got to be Ben Achaben. Ben Achaben, Yuchas Mishedet Yehudit, Yuchas David Shlomo. But to serve as the Mashiach Ben Yosef, see, the Ben Ishchai claims that this is the one talking about Mashiach Ben Yosef, not Mashiach Ben Yosef. He says, if he's Ninachayim, if he's going on, no, I am sufficient. I would qualify, even though I'm not at all from Shevet Yehuda, but my wife is from Shevet Yehuda, so to give up. Then what's the mock up in the process? Because that they all have difficulty. Matria Rosh Hashem, what did he say in the process? It doesn't indicate anything. Very strange. Very good mock. It is such a shvag mod, the end of Saito also. I think the mod of Mishimei Sri Adi, what's the U.S. 10? One of the Tanel. When one time it died, what's the U.S. 10? So I think Rav Nachman says there also. They teach the U.S. 10, the Ika no. What do you mean? By another also of the mod. But I think the mod has it, the U.S. 10 also. Rav Nachman says. Same the mod. Here, the Danish guy says, he's saying, my matzah is sufficient to qualify for the Mashiach ben Yosef. Doesn't sound like it. What's the hitch? Okay. Omer Rav, Imin Chayahu, if Mashiach is from the living people, if you go to Abin HaKadosh, he's fit for the book. Imin Mesayu, Zulon Gamil Ish Chamudah. What does he mean? The Rashi has two pshatim. First Sat Rashi, he says the word Kigon is just loved after. Rashi says, I Kigon loved after. He says, I'm looking around at all of the candidates who is Roy in our generation. Every generation, the first one has an individual singled out in case it will be time for Mashiach to come. So that's the man who's going to serve as the Melech HaMashiach. So during the days of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, so Rav is sizing everybody up. He says this is from the living people. He thinks it's Rabbein Arkot. He's the one. Shouldn't say Kigo. It doesn't mean Kigo. He thinks Rebbe qualifies. And this is, if Mashiach is going to see from the dead, they start it. A dead man is going to come back to life. He's going to serve as Melech HaMashiach. That's how Rashi is learning the first chapter. He says he thinks not Kigo. He says the word Kigo is Labdak. It means Daniel. But then there's also chapter Daniel and Rebbe. But then the Farshim said, because he said before, it has to be someone who suffered a lot. That's why they suggested Rebbe. They said that Pasuk in Yeshaya. Chalyenu hu nasa, machaveinu siblon. That he's gonna suffer. So Daniel, it says that Daniel is fascinating on behalf of Klal Yisrael, on behalf of the Chudnei Tamidrash. On behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, Rebbe Uranus, he suffered also. So the Daniel, the choice of Daniel is along the same lines as the choice of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that they both suffered for the Klal Yisrael. So that's the first shot that Rashi gives, that Rav is picking on particular people. He really means the Yudanot, he really means the Daniel Ish Chamudah. And then Rashi has the second shot, Ish Nachrina. No, he's just giving a dogma. He says, who is, like the other Amoraim, like the Mekoshim said, when they said, what's the name of Melech HaMashiach? So the Talmidim of Rav Sheila said, Shiloh Shmo. Talmidim of Rav Yana said, Yino Shmo. Talmidim of Chanina said, Chanina Shmo. Each one said, the job description fits our Rebbe. We think our Rebbe would be, they didn't mean their Rebbe. You know, someone similar to that. So that's the second shot of Rashi, that Kigon is Daftir. He's not saying, if it's among the living, it is not identifying, it is Rebbe Yudah Nasi. And if it's from the dead, it must be Daniel. No, someone likes the type of Daniel. Someone likes the if you're looking for a Dugma from living people, I would choose Rebbe Yudah Nasi as a Dugma. He's not saying Rebbe Yudah Nasi is another Hamashiach. If you're looking for a Dugma from dead people, He thinks that somebody like Daniel Shemudu who also suffered on behalf of Klaus. He was a tzaddik and he suffered on behalf of Klaus. So if you learn the second shot in Rashi, then the Gemara doesn't speak about such a possibility of Mashiach coming back from the dead. There is no such. According to the first shot in Rashi, you learn the Gemara like that. According to the second shot, he's just saying, keep going. And if you go in his doctor, he's giving him Moshe. The next one is also very strict. Like Roy did say that. Roy says, there was no such person as Moshe Rabbeinu. There was someone else with the same name at the same time, did the same thing, but it wasn't really Moshe Rabbeinu. It was Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara has over here that the Melech HaMashiach, his name is going to be David, but it's going to be somebody else. Not going to be the same David. And the Uro Reinitz all named after the Elder David. I mean, yeah, it's always strong, it's always strong. Okay, so the one is going to turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach, because the name is going to be David. I thought it's going to be a different person. Says, Amar Abdullah Marav, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahamil Ham David Acher. It's going to be a different person by the name of David. It's going to be an Enoch from David HaMelech. He's going to be the Melech HaMashiach. Eich HaTeisit, because the Pasuk says, the Abdullah HaShem HaLekeha, the Jews will worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahamil Ham David Acher, the Melech HaMashiach. David Malcham Asher Akim Lahem, and the Jews will be talking to David HaMelech, whom I will appoint as the king. It doesn't say Asher HaKamti, Hakim Lehnebel HaOkim, I will appoint a person in the future. His name will be David, no reigning called on David HaMelech. Greg Digmar Akasha, I will see, but the person is the David Abdu Nasir Lehem Le'oimah. He says, my David HaMelech, the David that I appointed, the father of Shlomo HaMelech, the son-in-law of Shaul HaMelech. He says, he's going to be the Nasir Le'oimah. He says, the original David HaMelech. Doesn't say he's going to be a new David HaMelech. And he says, who does pay me? Pay David. He's going to be the chief. Melech HaMashiach is going to be the Ur-Eidikol. It's going to be like, what does the Gemara say? After the Gemara, if you go in Keser, or Palgi Keser, like you have the president and you have the vice president. But the real Melech HaMashiach is going to be the Ur-Eidikol from David HaMelech. And David himself, Keser is going to be Nasi Lohem. Nasi is a low Amadrega from Melech. Melech is a higher, that's Keser. And Nasi is a flood case. What is the Gemara driving at later? What's the significance of this? Then Gemara has a comment that everybody's waiting for the coming of Mashiach, the evening and the Ulam Soil, and everybody's waiting. So once what's going to come when Mashiach comes? Oh yeah, I'm stopping this year, Mashiach, everybody's hoping for the coming of Mashiach. The Christians also waiting for the coming of Mashiach. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes? So the prophet says, why are you hoping for the coming of Mashiach? For Choshech v'lo Yor. For you, it's going to be Choshech. It's not going to be Yor. For the Bnei Zod, it's going to be Yor. You know why we're hoping for the coming of Mashiach. Whether or not it's going to be punished on Yom HaDin. So Moshe l'Tarnigol v'Atalei, the Tarnigol has eyes that he can see with, and the bat is blind as a bat. He can't see anything. So they're both hoping that the sun should shine in the morning. What are they hoping the sun should shine? So the Tarnigol tells the Atalei, I understand why I'm waiting for the sun to shine. I'll be able to see and run around. Like a chicken, runs around. But what are you hoping for? You don't see anything, not in the daytime, not in the night. And what's the nafkamina? Amalei tanigol atalev. I didn't even stop the liyoro shorishali. When the sun shines, I could see. Vata lomazelecho oire. You can't see anything, not in the daytime, not in the nighttime. The Gemara says, on one occasion, Amin usually means the Christians. One of the Obdiah Bedezara confronts the Babo and he says, when is the Mashiach coming? He says, Mashiach will come when Choshech will cover all of you up. Lahano inshi. Choshech will cover, sounds like he's telling him. When Choshech will cover, he says, you're cursing me. So he said, what can I do? I'm just telling you over a Pasuk. I didn't say you. The Pasuk says, Tira Choshech chichatza eret marop of yumin. There'll be Choshech for all the yumin that they'll be punished for all of the others. The Alayach Yisrach Hashem. What Alayach Yisrach? The Kvod Hashem will only be Yamanei Yisrael. The aura in the illumination will only be for Bnei Yisrael. So the Christians are hoping for the coming of Mashiach, but the Gemara says it's not such a wonderful thing for them. It'll be a choshech, it'll be a day of punishment for them. Now the Gemara has a discussion, how long will it be, Yimot HaMashiach? How many years will it be? So the first opinion is only 40 years. So the Baruch Hashem created the world with a tachlis, and we went through this tachlis already close to 6,000 years. And then the whole tachlis will only be to live for 40 years in an ideal world. A little strange. Aboyim Shana. What's the mocha? Aboyim Shana. Pasha Pshat is the Rav Shlomo was angry at the Zohar HaMikvah for 40 years because all of the shenanigans that they did, it was giving an additional level of interpretation. Rashi says, if the word upward means I will rule, Rav Shlomo will be recognized as the Melech over the Nation. But it's referring to Limot HaMashiach. Next time it says, it's going to be 70 years. What's that for 70 years? It's not how possible, it's going to be 70 years. The Pasuk speaks about a special Melech, he named Melech Echad, who's the Melech HaMiuchad, Melech HaMashiach, and it speaks about 70 years. The next Tanah says that there's going to be three generations. So it's after three generations, I think the Maharshor, I'm saying the Maharshor says, because originally when David HaMelech was appointed, it said David ruled, and then when he died, his son Shlomo ruled, and he died, his son Rechavam ruled, but he didn't have a chance, he didn't have a normal mouth, because right away, the government was split, and the Rebbeim broke off from Rechavam, and the third generation, and then he didn't exist. So the Malchus of David, the ideal Malchus of David, the Baruch Shalom Malchus, the Malchus son of Peres, only lasted two generations and a little bit. That was it. The Lord of God is going to be three full generations. Like the original plan was, the Baruch Shalom originally wanted them to be for three generations. How did he know? Because the Pasuk speaks about a generation that is going to be a lot of Yerushalayim, Yeruha and Shom is going to be a lot of Yerushalayim. It's going to be Dori. It's going to be one generation plus another. Two generations is one and two is three. It's going to be for three generations. Then the Gemara goes by to the next Gemara. We saw it, if you like, and when it's time, you have to go to the Sheikh Abraham Shor. It's going to be 40 years. There's a different post. Right? Yeah. Different post. I'm going to most of these songs. The Baruch Shalom will cheer us up, he will celebrate with us the Mosa Mashiach for 40 years, like he suffered in the Midbar for 40 years that we were traveling around. Abdesah is going to be 400 years, and each one is going to say a figure sheet. 400 years plus after, so it says, Vavadim, he goes, again, the same part is, Tamchenu, he most in his son, the Baruch Shalom is going to celebrate with us the Mosa Mashiach for the same amount of time that we suffered. So why say the same amount of time we suffered in the Midbar? Traveling for 40 years, the same amount of time that the Xeris, Rabbah, the Minos, Mazar, the Meir Shon. The next summary is going to be 365 years. He's already chiseling down. We should have put him first if the first one says 400. But some say it's a longer. How do you reinterpret it? It's a question shot. I mean, 365 years, what's that been? Because the Pasuk says, Shnasu Ulai Bo'o. Yom Nokam Belidi, Shnasu Ulai Bo'o. What it means, Shnasu Ulai Bo'o, Hashana, a soul here has 365 days, so it's going to be Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana. Like by the Miragu, and there was a Yom Lashana Lira, punishment, Rashi says, that for every day that they were traveling, so many years, Bnei Yisrael would have to suffer in the Midbar. So this is a Yom Lashana. Rashi finds it difficult. First one said 40 years, next one said 400 years, now we're going down 365. The Rashi says, is the guarantee 365,000 years? Rashi has another view from the bottom of the first column. Yes, 365,000 is much more than 400. Okay. Quite a long year. 365,000 years. Okay. Any more comments on the Pasuk? How does anybody know when the actual man of the Ita is going to be? So the Pasuk has a lashon, Yom Nokam Belidi. That's Ulei Bo. The Baruch Shalom has it in his heart. So if you have to make the comment on the first white line, the Lidi Gilisi, the Yavorai Lo Gilisi. The Baruch Shalom never revealed it to anyone. Mamash in his heart, like the Gemara had before, the Pasuk from Yishai, Razini, it's not going to mean the Galatani. So all of the Chesbonis that everybody makes based on the Sukkim is only the Lidi Gilisi. Gilisi, the Baruch Shalom just have it in his heart, nobody else knows. Even the Malach Yashuris don't know. Then we were getting other suggestions. How long do you think the Mosa Mashiach, how long is it going to be? So the first one said 40 years, 70 years, 400 years, 365 years, 65,000 years. The next one says it's going to be 7,000 years. What's that for 7,000 years? Like the Chasm Kala Hashemit in the Amishta. If one marries a student, you celebrate the Hashemit office, the Shemit in the Amishta. The Pasuk says in the first Chasm Al Kala, Yosef Salayach Elokoya. The Baruch Shalom will celebrate the Bnei Israel. For 7 days, so Yom HaShoah is Baruch Hu is El Hashanah. Yom HaShoah Merach is Kehem Esmo Kiyama. So the Pasuk says he will celebrate, it means celebrate for 7 days, that means 7,000 years. up with one of the Nefarshim on the Anyank, it says, Kakata, think the Eon Yaki, it's the Kasher, but the Pasuk says, Hoysat the Almana. It says, if the Bukhuzan Abai is married, so consider like Almana. If you marry an Almana, you don't have Shivik Nani, you don't celebrate the 7 days. You have to celebrate 1 day or 3 days, depending on what the case has to be. So the Eon Yaki says, we are only compared to an Almana, this man Adol. After the ruler will come, it will be like just like a bracha marries a psula, so too yivaluch banayach, and angel will move back in Eretz Yisrael, and it'll be like the first cousin alkal yotus alayach alakar. It'll be like a psula. Now during the period of Gomer, it's like an almana. It'll be like a cotton shadow done. That's why Tisha Yahila is gonna be 9 months. It'll be a renewal of the whole cloud of Israel. The next mandam is getting longer time. So he says he thinks he's gonna be Kimea Shamaim al Ha'aretz. The amount of time since other nation was created till Mashiach will come, so that will be repeated all over again. Most Mashiach will be however long that is. The next number says not from other nation's time till the Most Mashiach, but rather from the days of Noach. Why? Because the prophet says in the Haftarah, the main Noach goes to the Ashenish Vati. So what it means is, from the days and after the Mabul, when the world began all over again the second time, from the Mabul till Mashiach will come, that amount of time, it's not long enough, but that amount of time will be repeated. After Mashiach will come, that's how long the month of Mashiach will be. They didn't think that 40 years or 7 years wasn't enough. So they thought it has to be some extended period of time that the whole world will be in a perfect state. Then the Gemara speaks about all of the promises that say in Tanakh about such a wonderful period of time, all kinds of wonderful things happening. So Rabbi Yechanan says, "Kolam v'ikol nusamba emas Mashiach." All the descriptions that are given in Tanakh about all the wonderful things don't go on emas Mashiach. Al Mabo is even beyond that. It's going to be much more than much more than that. And the Pasuk reads, "Ayin le'rot elokim zolotecho yatol emachakol loy." That's the description of Al Mabo. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. And Shmuel doesn't agree. Shmuel says no. Ain't the Rama Zalim Mashiach Rashid and Malfi's Bivat. All the Haftachas that say in the Deen, in fact, the wonderful things are going to happen. But the lover, that's all Olam Abba. That's not the Mashiach Mashiach Mashiach. There's just going to be peace on the world. That's all. There's no Shid of Malfi. They won't be checking the Jews. Nothing miraculous is going to happen. The Rambam has adapted Shmuel to this. The Rambam thinks that we follow Shmuel. Read both. The theorem. You must have the theorem.
I think the answer is exactly.
Second is in the first place of
the Rambam.
The last place is the
Rambam. He says,
what,
when those happen, will come.
No. That's the answer. Yeah, the Rambam says that. We're not sure about any of these things what's going to be. There's so many different opinions in the world. So the Rambam says, when Mashiach will come, it's the... What's the correct? The Chachamim themselves weren't sure. Yeah. Then the Gemara has, a strange take. This passage that says, I am the Lord of the King of Asaka, that the reward in Olam Habo will be, but the real Tzadik will be, I am the Lord of the King of Asaka, no one ever saw it. The Gemara says, what does that mean? Rish Lakish Ham is the agent. Oh, that's going to be an agent. So Gemara, how can you say that? That I, the Russ, and the King of Asaph, and no human being ever thought of evolution. Lived in Aden. He never lived in Aden. He lived in Gan Eden. And in Gan Eden and Aden are two different places. He never, Adam Elishan himself never saw Aden. He only saw Gan Eden. Aden is even better, and that's going to be the special reward for the Sadiqim. He's going to be Mamish and Aden. He's going to be Gorgorov. So Gemara says, what is it? What is it? This promise, reward in Aden, Lodam Abba. What is it? I'm a lot of the Kim Zosecha. So the Gemara says, it's the Yain Hamshuma. Banava Meshachis Nebret. Stop telling me this is not. Special wine. It says, made from the grapes that the Vosom created and says in their grapes. So that's what it means. I'm a lot of the wine is going to be bought. So it's the same Gemara. The Gemara appears in Brachas. The same one Brachas. So that's all it is. There's money in one Brachas. They made a comment if you notice, Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi is Rashi, Rashi over here, also. Rashi didn't say anything. Rashi knew that it was Kabbalah and he didn't want to be in the Gala with the Soda. He started to explain, I'll be Kabbalah, what these Malika mean. What do you mean, Yayin Hamashim HaMesheis in that grape? He said, what it means is when you take grapes and you squeeze out the wine, so the wine was hidden inside. So what it means is that Lord is love, there's one from a million dollars, say this at Taylor. He sends him all the Kabbalah stuff. Yayin HaMashim does mean we're going to drink the Valdi get wine, we're going to shake his Zachan. The end of the day, it's a big thing. The shake his Zachan. That's not the shake his Zachan. But what it means is that the Taylor Sater will be in a Galata. The Zohar has an expression that in the Torah you have the text of the Chumash, and then you have, it says, Shorbor, Mother Heaven, whatever. It says all the Dinam of Chumash, the descriptions, and then you have the concept behind it, and the Tanaim explain what the meaning is, and then you have the Neshama of the Torah. The Neshama is the Hashkafe that's included in the Dinam, that comes out in the Dinam. So a lot of times it's very difficult to figure out what the Hashkafe is, what is the philosophy of Halacha. What is the Torah telling us about how we relate to the Bereshit, how we relate to other human beings, how we relate to the Nekorah, and so on. So we can't figure it out, it's very hard. So that's going to be in his Gala. Oh, the Sayyidah Satan will be in his Gala, Lord, we love it. That's what the Gemara refers to as the Yayin HaMeshum or Banovo, Yisheshit in Ebereish. But just as a Melitza, the Chavis Chaim talks about what's a Melitza does. Because when the Bereshit originally created, when the Bereshit originally created grace, so he originally made grace, and then those grace, if you plant some of those grapes, you get new vines, and you plant some of those grapes, you get new vines. So we have vines today, we have grapes today that taste delicious. So the Baruch Shalom is not going to make wine. It doesn't really mean it. It means that the Sataro comes in and says, but why did they pick this as a mushroom? So the Baruch Shalom is going to make wine from the old stale grapes from 6,000 years ago. What you're going to serve by the Suda is going to serve the Leviathan. What's the Leviathan? The original fish that he created, in shape of the veggie, he put it in the freezer and salted it. Rashi, he writes on five days, he salted it and he's going to serve that. Alright, in the freezer. Can't get a fresh fish? Do something better. What's that? But that's what the Chavetz Chaim has in one of his mamorim. Apparently, what the Ribbono Shel Olam created originally, the Maimah Pid, Yomalakim, Yehovah, Yomalakim, whatever he says, that was the best fish. Other Marishain was the best specimen of a human being from all of the other fish. And the original shore that was created when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said all of Nefesh Chai should come from the earth, so the par, the par stoys of Hadith Gemara say, Tita of Hashem is shore par, the other Mauritian offered a carbon. Which carbon did he bring? He brought the original Zehema that came out from the ground. That Karnois of Hadith Gemara say, Karnois of Kodmas Lepar Toysov, the first animal that came out from the ground, instead of bringing blood is his gun. He brought the original. What's up with the original one? Because the original one is the mukha. So the original grapes are the mukha. They're better than any grapes that we can have today. And the original of Yosman is more gishmak than any fish we can have today. So that's what the Gemara chaps on. This is a must. Not that you take a little bit, you're really going to serve the Yosman guy. And I'm sure the Insider Sator will be in his gal. That's what the Chavis Chaim talks about learning. He says you shouldn't think that in learning you have the original process in Tanakh, and then you have the Tanaim said based on that, the Din, then the Amoraim said the Din based on what it says in Tanaim, then the Rishonim had based on that, and the Achrayim, so you have a Din based on a Din based on a Din based on a Din, each theorem is built on another theorem, so you're going to say the original process that's Kodesh Kodoshim. And then whatever we develop now in the later generations, that's only like a told of the told of the told of, that's like the grapes that we have today, but that's like the fish that we have today. It shows to the Gemara, no. Whatever a person says, Torah Lamita today, the Rabbi Shalom says it. The Gemara says in Gittin in the first Torah that the Amorai were discussing what happened with the Pilegish Vizivo. Why did the husband get angry at the Pilegish? Because they had a machloki. So they asked them, no, another thing. What does the Rabbi Shalom learn? He says, learn Pilegish Vizivo. What does the Rabbi Shalom say? He says, Rabbi Yosef Bini says like this. And the other Amorai says like that. It means that the both opinions that he said, in the days of Amoraim, the Rebbe Shlomo was saying that whenever a person is that's Rav Chaim Balozhiner, the Rav Chaim quotes this from the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Balozhiner. When people are mechadish and learning, it's the mechadish lamita, they say falsh is fash. But the same lamita says, man, it's Dvar Hashem. It's the same Dvar Hashem, like Vayyam Alekim Yihor, Vayyam Alekim whatever. Totsi Hors Nefesh Chaya, so the original behemoth, and the original grapes, and the original fish was more gishmat than the later fish, but in Torah, it's not that when we learn Torah that the Machad is something Lamita today, it's only a told of a told of a told of the original Pasuk is on a high Madrega. No, every word of Torah is not in Dvar Hashem. Everything is on the same Madrega. So he said that's why the Gemara chaps on this Moshul. Yayin HaMeshum HaBanah, Meshesh HaSnei Breshis, as the Moshul for something most Yishmat. The original thing that was created was the Mount Yisrael. But last week, one of the voice machines gave me a paper that his parents had published. Thomas Kochan, I never heard of him. I know the parents had published the paper. But I didn't realize that the father was a descendant of Thomas Kochan. He was very much beheaded with the Chabad Chaim. And the whole paper is about the possibility of bringing Kabbalah to his manager. It's called Kindness on the Bear. He sent it now for the paper. So the Mechaber writes, the Chabad Chaim Shlita, he's writing after the First World War. Right, the Chabad Chaim Shlita, Te'er Hador, writes in a paper the six issues, the six improvements why we cannot bring Kabbalah to his manager. He's going to write a whole little paper, a small little paper, a little paper about the possibility of yet being Kabbalah, and he's going to solve all of the six issues that the Chabad Chaim raised. He's going to raise another five issues or so, he's going to solve all the issues. And then he's presenting it, and he writes, he's got Kleina Samachacham, and he writes, and he's presenting it for the Dirda HaTur, they should all consider this. It's a very interesting piece of the paper. So in the paper, interesting, he doesn't have anything from the Zisha Tzim, from his scholarship. He said that he didn't have. Mm-hmm. He had the Chassam Tzaytas Chuddas, the Chassam Tzaytas sent a letter to Rabbi Tzveger, and Rabbi Tzveger's whole thing was in response to the his counsel was the Talmud of Rabbi Tzveger. Some says he had. But Rabbi Tzveger's counsel says he didn't have. He had the Binyan Tzion also, he did have. But the original Yishan Tzion he didn't have. It's very interesting. He has an interesting comment. He quotes the Ha'orot of Rabbi Yosh Rashon and Baba Basra, and the Zon Mishak and Rabbi Dimo, that he quotes Rabbi Yosh Rashon, quotes, I think, Rabbi Shlomo Lezon, that he says, on the Musaf that we say in the davening of Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh. So he points out that in the beginning of the Bai Shady, quote from the Seder HaDeres a lot. He said the Seder HaDeres writes that for 19 years there was a Mizbeah and there was Kavanah and there was no Bai Shady yet. It took him 19 years till he took the second day Tamidi. So Rabbi Yosh Rashon quote, and the name of Rabbi Shlomo is that he did it. So that's going to be the Seder HaDeres that was going to rebuild the Bai Hashmishi, because in the davening we say, and in the Musaf of Ashkarish, Mizbeah Chodesh, you see us talking. You should build the Mizbeah, let us build the Mizbeah. Well, the first time I love it. Well, but it says, I'm being just new, not too long later. First, give us the opportunity to make them Mizbeah. Then we should bring Kabbalah. Like in the beginning of the Bai Shani. And afterwards, we'll be happy to celebrate over the building of the Beit HaMikdash. It doesn't necessarily have to be first the building of the Beit HaMikdash. And then make them Mizbeah and bring Kabbalah. You can start from the reverse of the law. To go to the Zech and even building the whole business. And he quotes and he thinks that that's the way it's going to be. But he loves it. That's why we dive in that Nisach in that order. So it is interesting.
I apologize because we went through the weddings of our one brother's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sorry. Yes, sir. So apologize.
I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the next one.